In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
There's constructive criticism.
And honestly, you know why Yelp wants you to write more? Because Matt just
overtaking
isn't fucking enough.
Your fucking computer back.
You can write a good one-star review.
I'm going to give him two stars.
Oh!
Well, this actress friend of mine told me that it's really important to take direction. So thanks.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Three Stars Podcast.
Hey-o.
This episode, we are going to be talking about something that has come up, that has come up quite often in the last year, 6 months even. You hear this person's name all the time. And
it's me, Brad.
Yay! And I'm just going to say, you know, it's those who can and those who Karen.
Fucking Karen.
Not cannot, but Karen. I am one of your hosts, Samantha. I am here with my lovely co-host, Brad and Bill. Say hi.
Hello.
Aren't they so great? They're just wonderful guys.
Bill is great.
Bill,
thanks. You're great.
Both. Aww.
You know what, Samantha? Stop. You're great.
I know I am.
I'm feeling the love right now.
All
right. On with the episode and not The Lion King.
I love The Lion King.
No, that's a different podcast. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, moving forward. After launching episode one and gaining feedback, we heard you. And as every good actor knows, taking direction is key. And we've decided to take direction. Gentlemen, do you know what taking direction means?
All I heard was erection.
Oh. I said direction.
Oh.
I know what misdirection is.
Okay. In the acting world, taking direction means if your director says, Bill, instead of saying something forcefully, I want you to try it this way. You are going to take direction from that comment, and you are going to do what your director tells you to do.
Oh, so I'm adjusting.
Samantha's about to direct us on what to do.
Nah. So we have taken direction, and we are going to listen to you, and we are going to include some knowledge within our podcast. A good chunk of you said you want to know what we consider a good review. Well, we're going to tell you. That's why we're here. Our main course today is going to deal with the lack, with the sincere lack of appreciation from an actual Karen.
Her name is actually Karen.
And whose name is actually Karen, and not just...
That's what the meme is based on. It started with a real person.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody was such a bitch. Like,
Karen.
What is that, like the original, right? Like if it's the original vampire, it's the...
Oh, fuck, there's the OG Karen.
Yeah, there's a word Karen. For it. Yeah, patient zero is Karen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Holy shit. Now, there we go. Now we're cooking.
Karen 0.0.
Oh, I like that one, Karen 0.0. So, shall we have some drinks?
Absolutely.
Gentlemen? What are we thinking today? What's on the menu?
Well, today we're going to do gin.
Ooh.
And we're going to get specific on gin.
Super specific.
We're going to drink one of my favorite cocktails and probably one of the most well-known gin cocktails, and that is the Negroni.
Oh. Didn't you make a video about this?
I don't know. You'd have to.
I did.
I think
I was in bed, but I think I saw the video the next morning after sleeping.
It's going to get re-released too. When this episode comes out, it's getting re-released.
Poor Mr. Tucci.
That's when the magic happens. Is late night.
Late at night.
It's the creative
when I go to bed.
Samantha's
not here.
I get really
what
creative
can we
when
do?
You go to bed.
The cat is away and the mice will play.
It's true. The boys get a little rowdy.
Whatever. You're allowed to. All right.
I'm a bad influence.
So we're going to be doing Negronis today. I'm totally excited about that. Let's start with some appetizers to whet our palates. So who wants to start off?
I do.
You do. Go.
So just to throw out a quick few stats, and this is, you know, leading towards why restaurant reviews are important in terms of when they are peer written reviews on sites such as Yelp or TripAdvisor and whatnot. So 92% of consumers read restaurant reviews. which
I do
is
not.
It's insane because if you don't, you're part of a vast minority of people that don't.
Yeah.
Right. 77% prefer peer reviews versus critic reviews, which is kind of insane to me that 77% of people would prefer that Joe Schmo writes a review not knowing jack shit. Joe Schmo doesn't know jack shit.
Well, I think
about how to write a good review or how to write
an
act. Yeah, they shit the shot.
They shot the shot.
They shot the shit.
Ugh.
So,
So, but I mean, I was gonna say, we do that. We peer review restaurants. I trust your opinion, but
sure.
Like, I'm kind of snobby about that sort of shit. But
sure. I don't trust the average person to cast a ballot
because we fucking know better, right?
Yeah. So I mean, so there are a lot of reasons not to trust a peer review versus an official critic review. But I also understand why people wouldn't trust a critic review. But honestly, those are the people who have taken the time and studied and done the work in order to write a proper review.
That's their job.
So then, and this is extremely important, 33% of people would never eat at a restaurant with less than 4 stars. And those are 4 stars based on peer-written reviews.
Well, so I'm like the opposite. I'm like, oh, this place is just a garbage. Mm. It's just a fucking dump. I'm like, ooh, let's see what this is about.
My kind of place.
How bad could it really be?
Right. So when you're when you're out there, you know, and you're reading all of these reviews, and if they're not written well, they are influencing your decisions and other people's decisions. So okay. So this first review is coming from Enzo's End Pizzeria, which has an average of four stars, and this person gave it a 1 star on Yelp in November of 2019. Pizza is good. The owner is a grade A jerk.
I'm waiting for more.
Yeah, no, sorry, the end.
I want to know, why is he a jerk?
Why is he a jerk?
What did he say to you?
I want to know why he's a jerk, but also I want to know why you only gave 1 star.
Yeah. If the pizza's good, which is what you're really supposed to be writing about.
Right.
How often are you interacting with an owner anyway?
The owner?
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
Could be. Very well could be.
How do you know that it was the owner?
Maybe it's one of those mom and pop places. It literally is. She was talking to Pop or he.
That's fine. But are you sure that's the owner?
Well, but even so, why was, like you said, why was the owner a jerk? What exactly happened here? The pizza was good. So you ate the pizza. You got your product.
That's great. Kudos to you.
Yeah, and that's good. But what exactly happened that the owner is a grade A jerk? Did the owner's spouse, you know, cheer on the kid that tripped your kid in the soccer game?
I fucking hate kids.
So, you know, what exactly happened here? Was it specifically related to your experience? Probably, but we don't know. And so I give this 1 star.
I give it 1 star. There's no detail whatsoever to it. I mean, you could have, honestly, I would give you 2 stars had you written why the owner was a jerk.
I just want to know. I'm just bored. And I obviously sitting at home fucking without a job. So I just started reading Yelp reviews, and this is what happened.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to it.
Yeah,
this is crazy. I'm looking on the website right now, and
it's not even funny.
And there's a something on here that says you'll be completely satisfied with your Enzo's pizza, or I'll make it right or refund your money. Charlie, Enzo's owner and pizza lover.
So he's really involved with his business.
Yeah.
Which
may actually be talking to the owner.
But I will say, it's his business.
It's his business.
Run it however he wants. If he wants to be a jerk, I mean. Yeah.
And look, the pizza is good. You know why? Because the owner guaranteed it.
Yep. And he said he'll make it right or refund your money.
Yeah. Right.
And that doesn't sound like a joke to me, but whatever.
No, yeah, I think we all know where this is going. Like, this person was a total piece of shit, and they just
more than likely.
And so, like, they have to remake the pizza 3 fucking times because it wasn't right. You know, like, I'd be pissed off too. 1 star.
1 star.
1 star.
Fuck out of here.
Ah. All right, the next one is from Tarantula Billiards over... Billiards over in Denver, Colorado. What Stop. What? You're both looking at me fine.
This is just how my face looks.
I was actually trying to think of a really quick joke for Billiards.
Billiards. This is Tarantula Billiards. It's got a 3.5 overall star. It's in Denver, Colorado. Yelp is actually one star from Yelp, and it was done in February of this year, 2020. Terrible staff, especially the doorman this particular night, was nothing but a complete jerk. There's that word again. Followed by other insufficiencies. I wish I would have enough time to list.
I wish you would have at least tried.
Yeah. You have time. What else do you have to do?
You have time to pop off of the fucking mouse. Give me something.
Right.
Give me something to work with.
Yeah.
February 2020, everything shut down. Go back and edit your review.
Not yet.
No, I'm saying.
No, 100%.
This is written only a couple months ago. Yes. This is the month before everything shut down.
Yes.
You have plenty of time. Go back and redo it.
Yeah. Give us some details. Let us know why the staff was terrible, especially the doorman. And let me tell you, doormen are not supposed to be nice people. Yeah. That is their job to
be
jerks.
It's kind of their job to be intimidating.
Yeah. I'm going to disagree with you. The doorman is really the host at the host stand, right? I'm going to disagree. The doorman definitely has to, like, is going to have a much more stern demeanor.
He can be friendly, for sure.
But a good doorman does bring people into the business.
But
let me ask you this.
How much does that doorman bench? Like, you're going to have an imposing figure. He or she. You're saying something without saying it with your door guy, you know? Like,
yeah. Right. Okay. I don't know. Just the clubs that I've been to, I understand the doorman's purpose.
Yeah, that's their
job. No, they're not supposed to be overly friendly and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, honestly, I don't view them as the service industry nice people. They are there to get you in or to get you out.
Yeah. And I also think that if you start them off on the wrong foot, you're going to continue that way.
Yeah.
So who knows
who
knows what exactly happened here, right? Terrible staff, especially the doorman this particular night. Why? We don't know. We don't know.
You didn't give us any detail, followed by other insufficiencies. What other insufficiencies?
Right. So when our listeners ask us, what makes a good review? For starters, more detail.
Detail.
More like, what exactly happened? Even just tell us your side. What exactly happened? We may not believe it.
We will play devil's advocate.
But
you gave us detail.
But at least we're getting detail as to what actually happened here.
Right.
So
one star. Fuck
one star.
You.
One star.
All right, my turn.
Yay!
Also from Tarantula. Thank you. Go on.
Bill. What is that from?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
No.
Who I've served, by the way.
Oh, you have.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's fucking rad.
Yeah, you want to give Bill Nye your review? Never mind. Don't. I heard
the
story of the interaction.
Let's just say it's not the highest review.
It's not a five-star review.
Brad would do that shit to me at work, like when I'd start get fucking rolling.
What? Give you
Bill,
a review?
Bill.
Well, there's a video that our son saw that had something to do with it, but in a different context.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like had to do with like going to the bathroom or something.
We'll have to ask him.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Maybe he'll know.
Of waiting when they're cheering him on, like to go.
Oh, yeah,
bathroom.
Yeah, 100%. So you take that piss.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Was
Ryan Reynolds.
Was that a little bit of foreshadowing?
I think it might have been. It very well could have been. Dude, my favorite scene is when the fucking Calvin, the guy who can't piss, is like walking by the fucking ice machine and like the main character's in there and he's all pissed off and he's just stabbing the fuck out of the ice with the ice pick. And he looks over to Calvin. He's like, you ever wake up in the day and just think to yourself, I'm a total fucking loser? And Calvin's like, yeah, man, every day. Could you put down the ice pick? That's a fucking great film.
It is.
Anyway, masterpiece of American cinema. Cool. So mine's also from Tarantula. Focus up here for a sec. One star, Yelp, March 2020. And I'm just going to throw it out there. I fuck with this place. I've been here. I know.
Sure.
Like, that's kind of why I picked these out. All right. Good luck getting any service here if you aren't a regular. A woman bartender with the Karen, let me speak to your manager haircut paid us no attention. We waited for nearly 20 minutes before leaving.
You really waited 20 minutes?
So I mean,
He's critiquing her fucking haircut. Like, it's funny, yeah. But like, that's the only information in that review.
I mean, I think we all know the Karen haircut.
I mean,
honestly, like, I'll say that that's a good bit of description that lets everybody know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, it's but other nice than that, though. I mean, I have a hard time believing that someone stood at the bar and waited for an actual 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Dude. People, I mean, when people say that about me behind the bar, like, I've been here for 20 minutes. I'm like, bullshit.
Bullshit.
But you can get the fuck out because I already know everything I need to know about you. Like,
and if you wait, like, dead air is a horrible thing. So we're not going to do this test. But
just dead air for 20 minutes.
No.
Welcome to episode 2. We're still learning.
No, but I mean, no joke. It is an important thing to understand what it feels like to wait all by yourself for a period of time where you're not being acknowledged.
That's why we have the steps of service. We have the
steps of service.
Thing.
Right. It is a thing. And not everybody, you know, does it or pays the right attention to it, even in our industry where they're supposed to. But if you just sit there in silence for 2 minutes, it feels like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I highly doubt that this person stood at the bar for 20 minutes, didn't get attention, and stayed that whole time. I think it's an over-exaggeration without a question.
I think they accidentally put a zero behind the two.
Yeah, we waited for nearly 2 whole minutes probably.
Yeah, and heaven forbid you have to wait.
Well, how busy was the bar?
Right, how busy was the bar? You didn't tell us that.
What time was it?
Did Karen pay no attention to you because maybe she was washing dishes? Maybe she was pouring beers for other guests. Maybe she was talking to other guests. Maybe she was talking to her servers. Maybe she was talking to her manager. Yeah. Yeah, like, you have to give us more detail than this.
Yeah.
I'm not on your side.
And you're talking shit about my friends, so.
Yeah, my friend Karen.
One star, dude.
One star.
Cool. So, here we go. Here's a couple plugs, and then we're going to move on into our main course.
Yes! Hey, everyone. Want to be part of the show? Make sure to send us your favorite reviews. If we use it on an episode, we'll be sure to give you a shout out. Email them to 3starspodcast@gmail.com with the subject favorite review. That's the number 3starspodcast@gmail.com. And please make sure to use the subject line favorite review. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 3starspodcast or just by clicking the links on our podcast page. Or feel free to leave us a voice message through Anchor. You can do that just by clicking the message link. Hey, welcome back. All right, it's time to get into the main dish of this podcast. This review came to us from actually a friend of Brad's.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up seeing this on Facebook, but this was an emailed review to the actual manager with regard to this situation here. So just a little preamble of things. We're right now still in the shutdown. Things are starting to reopen a little bit. But when it all got going, a lot of service industry people got laid off. And to help the service industry people who had been laid off, the whole community in Denver started to really get together and they started volunteering their time to give free meals to industry people who had been, you know, who were now out of work, who the CARES Act wasn't even in place yet. Nobody knew what was happening. People were applying for unemployment and a lot of stuff was going wrong. And here the restaurant community came together to give out free meals. And then they get this fucking review.
Amazing review.
The woman's name is actually Karen.
Of course, the meme exists for a reason.
Hi, I appreciate the service and have participated in the last 2 times. The salmon was good the first time. The vegetables were oversalted and over-garliced. The last gluten-free meal I had on Wednesday had a smell to it like it was in the refrigerator too long. Oversalted, over-garliced. Gave me a bruised apple, which is just a shitty thing to give in a meal, and some weird creamed ice cream thing in a bag with an expiration date of January. The other two are trying not to crack the fuck up right now.
You gotta get through this so we can just
I am hesitant to participate in this program now, and I understand that free is free, but if it's gross, I'd rather not. What is on the meal plan for this Saturday, and what is your response to this email? Thank you.
Oh, what a bitch.
I mean, fuck me, right?
Okay, go.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, no, like,
here we go.
Like,
I thought my head was gonna fucking explode.
No shit. Like, fuck me and fuck everybody else that volunteered all of their time
to make free meals,
to come up with menus, to do all of these things,
and not slop. Really good food.
Yeah,
salmon.
Right.
A gluten-free option.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And I'm sorry that your apple was bruised, but eat around it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Bill?
I'm trying to come up with a joke, like a homeless shelter joke, because she's critiquing fucking a homeless shelter or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or like a jail or just free food. Like, yeah. what the fucking balls on this shit?
And not bad free food.
Good free food. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I will eat anything. We all know, we've all been there, you know, you fucking getting crushed behind the bar, fucking something comes back and is cooked wrong. You've been at work fucking 6 hours. I'll fucking eat it. I'm going to eat that. No, nobody touched it. I'm fucking eating it.
And this person is in the industry.
Oh, fuck that. What?
No, right. Because these free meals are going out to industry employees who lost their jobs.
You are so fucked.
You're toast, Karen. Right. All right, here we go.
You know, I totally appreciate it, but it's really not appreciated.
Yeah, don't even say that.
Because how dare you give me this food? Really? You got salmon?
Yeah.
And how dare you?
How dare you?
Do you realize that somebody donated that food? A distributor donated that food to be made for service industry people to get a meal so that you're not going without.
Yeah.
This has got to be a joke.
I wanted to think so.
I would hope it's not.
There's a response.
There's a response.
I want to Hulk out and smash all our stuff, but like we're poor and it's expensive.
Yeah,
so I'm not going
to
do that. Because I don't have a fucking job right now.
Do you want me to tell you one positive thing about this review?
It's detailed.
It's detailed.
It is detailed. It is.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
That's great.
Kudos on you for that,
it's,
Karen.
It's very detailed.
Everything else, not so cool.
On a free fucking meal. Like, how? Shame, dude. Shame.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You should give feedback on certain things, but I mean, this is tactless.
It is. It's extremely tactless, and it's rude. It's rude.
Yeah.
I mean, you are being so selfish and overlooking the fact that right now trucks are not distributing as much as they used to. Restaurants are not getting everything like they used to. They're on limited menus. And this is a really good-looking menu. And you're complaining about it because of your own selfishness.
This is the epitome of entitlement right here. This is fucking absurd.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and the person who actually shared this, I just read another one of their posts recently. They're very much in-depth and knowledgeable. He owns one restaurant, is involved with the restaurant association. He knows a lot of what's going on right now. And he just made a post saying that it's possible that 50% of restaurants in Denver won't survive this.
That's what if they don't reopen before the end of May, half the restaurants are fucking done.
And so here they are at the beginning of all of this. And come hell or high water, they're still making sure that people in the industry are taken care of. And this is just like, I mean, I'm beside myself at how ungrateful this person is.
It's become quite fucking clear to me. Like, I've always known it on some level, but with the COVID and all of us not having a job, like just the way we've managed to come together, it's warmed my fucking black little heart. Like, it's crazy. And
holy shit, did you just choke up?
No, I'm just tired, bro.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Contacts are dry.
I told you that when you got here. It's allergy season. But no, for real, I mean, and it's a really big deal. And that just makes me even more angry at this fucking person. Like this is just completely contrary to the whole fucking what we're about.
Right,
How dare you?
So, sorry.
No, I was just gonna,
I'm gonna say, at the very end of this spiel, she says, I understand that free is free, but if it's gross, I'd rather not. You know what? You don't understand what you just said. Free is free. You cannot, beggars cannot be choosy. You really can't, you can't be choosers. And if it's gross, then don't bother eating from this restaurant that is dedicating their hard work and time to make sure that you are taken care of. And
What is the meal plan for this?
And that's what
I was just going to say, that's my favorite part
and
of the whole review.
The cherry on the damn fucking sundae is the fact that she has the gall to say, what is on the meal plan for this Saturday? And what is your response to this email?
I'm busy feeding fucking people without a job. And now I gotta respond to your fucking dickhead review. Come on, dude.
Meal plan for this Saturday is nothing for you.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You're done. Fucking done, Karen.
What's on the meal plan? The meal plan is you can go to King Supers and buy your own food.
Yeah. Figure it out yourself.
Damn Skippy.
Yeah.
We're going to give our review on this, and then I want to quickly get into the manager response, which is actually longer than this. So so I'm going to say 1 star. And,
I think we're all thinking it. I think we're all fucking thinking
it. I'm sorry, but this woman to have the balls to say.
I think we even already said it.
Yeah. To have the balls to say, I'm in the service industry, and to take for granted the hard work. You're 86th, lady.
100%.
We don't have a
Bill's
soundbite.
Bill's got his revolver out right now.
I'm fucking pissed. Yeah, you're done.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
You're done.
I apologize. I don't even know what I was thinking by saying 1 star.
No.
I was very excited because of the next part that's coming up, which is the manager response. We're going to tackle the weird ice creamed thing in a bag with an expiration date.
Oh, so she's a fucking rocket scientist to boot. Apparently,
well. Let me give you the response.
Let's get it.
And she wants to know, what is your response to this email? So
here we go.
I think we all want to know.
So, hi, Karen. Thank you for your feedback. Our chef team consists of 3 people who are spending 12-hour days volunteering their time to provide hundreds of meals to members of our food and beverage community who are also currently out of work, many of whom are worried about where their next meal will come from. Our chefs are preparing these meals within 24 hours of their pickup or delivery, keeping everything as fresh as possible. So I can assure you, they haven't been sitting in a refrigerator as we've been spending much of our time procuring fresh ingredients to use. The weird creamed ice cream thing was fresh burrata, an imported cheese from Europe with a date of April 1st, listed as day, month, year. It was meant to be enjoyed with the vegetable mix you received and may have added more balance to the dish if you felt it was oversalted. I understand that many people have different tastes and our food may have been over-seasoned for your palate. I apologize that you were unable to enjoy it. As for the apple, they were picked up fresh from our distributor that morning, and we will look into the way we are bagging our meals to ensure they aren't getting bounced around and bruised along the way. Our intent was only to provide an additional nutritious snack, not to provide anything shitty. Tomorrow's gluten-free meal will be a curried brown rice with mixed vegetables. As much of this is based off of ingredients our chefs are able to pick up from our distributor day of. I don't have a full list of ingredients at this moment. If you would like to be taken off of our email list to leave room for those that are happy to receive our meals, just let me know and I can do that for you.
I'm happy to receive those meals. I fucking would like.
Yeah.
This manager.
Outstanding.
It's like
amazing.
I'm just impressed.
A breath of fresh air.
I mean, he just answered her questions. He wasn't rude or anything.
I didn't put her name in here, but she.
She wasn't rude.
Not at all.
She was witty.
Yes.
She answered all of the points.
Yep. I would lock myself in the office and screamed at my fucking computer screen for an hour and a half before I could sit down and write a review. Yeah. I would just be freaking out.
Well, even the person who had posted this said that they would not have been able to have left as good of a response.
This woman has character because it takes character to write a good, non-biased response.
Right.
And that's what honestly your reviews should be. They should be your opinions, but you should have like an outside view of that opinion. You're not supposed to be biased. And unfortunately, Karen was very biased. It was all about how I didn't like this. I, especially when people are doing something amazing and selfless for you.
And of course reviews are subjective. That's what that's, you know, we go and we have the experience and of course they're going to be subjective, but you know, but Karen totally, just, you know, forgot that there was humanity involved in this process.
Right, right. And Karen pretty much did everything short of asking for the fucking manager. Like, this is...
No, she asked for the manager. She emailed the manager.
On the email, yes.
Yeah, she emailed. This is a direct email.
So I want to say this, whoever posted this response, I think we know who it is, but whatevs, they get swag. When we get swag, like when we get stuff and we start getting...
We can put a care package together.
Yeah,
we should give back.
We should give back. That's how this stuff works. So,
yeah, I actually ended up reaching out after getting this review, and I, while not having received any of the free meals or anything, you know, it wasn't necessary for us. But I reached out and I thanked this woman.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
And you know, and their team for doing everything. Our PR team made contact.
Yeah,
our PR team made contact.
Good. Yeah. I love the fact that she points everything out in detail, but just the fact that this creamed ice cream thing was fresh burrata.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Seriously.
Fucking
expensive
brilliant.
Cheese expensive from Italy. Cheese.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture how Karen ate the thing. Like, she just throwing the vegetables in her face. Like, she snored the fucking butter. Like, really, what the
probably,
fuck?
And picked up this bag and kind of like, you know, whatever,
what is
looked
this?
At it,
like,
pushed it around.
It's got to be ice cream because it can't be anything else.
It comes in foil. It must be ice cream.
Oh my gosh. This woman is a grade A ding dong.
And something that this person should know, is that if food gets donated, it's not allowed to be expired. You can't donate expired food. So they're picking up food from the distributors. And it sounds like the chefs are literally going themselves and picking up food from the distributors.
I don't know what this... Does it say what restaurant it is?
No.
It does not.
Okay.
No, that wasn't provided.
I'd be willing to bet, I mean, just based on this free sack lunch, like, these people don't fuck around. It's probably a very chef-driven restaurant.
No, no, no. I know that much.
Like, yeah.
I know that much. That, you know,
they
this
take
is
pride
not,
in their work. They're not...
Right. Right. And they wanted to make sure that people... We're receiving quality meals.
Dude, this is the most Karen thing a Karen could do. Like, write a fucking review over some free food during a fucking a global pandemic.
Yeah.
If you want shitty food, then honestly, go to a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, dude. This Wendy's
Karen
is essential.
This Karen is the alpha and the omega of Karen.
Seriously.
So, anyway, I mean... Like, cheers to the response.
Yes, I digress.
The
response. The manager gets 3 stars from me.
Absolutely. Yeah. The manager gets
3 stars. What's the opposite
stars.
Of getting 86? Because this motherfucker, do they get to become a regular?
I think they get a bar stool with their name on
Fuck
it.
Ooh. Yeah. I agree. I like that. Definitely.
Yeah. This is something that we really, you know, when we see that there's a bad review or when we see that there's any review, one of the things that does make for a good review is when you do get a manager response.
Yes.
Well, that's how you know. Yeah.
And so the fact that, you know, the manager did end up taking time, didn't brush it off. And while obviously being busy,
super fucking busy doing shit for free. Yes.
Right. Went ahead and responded. I mean, and with just an epic response.
Yeah, the epic response. That's the main point here is that, like, I know a lot of managers don't have the leeway to say what they're really thinking. And half the time, most of these people that write the responses are not managers. They're salespeople. They're public people that were not there.
Right. If you're a chain restaurant, you're going
to
get a chain
or hotel,
response.
You're going to get a response from a salesman in the hotel, because I've been in the hotel industry and I've seen the reviews and I've seen the responses. But even if you are a manager responding, most of your responses are the blanket. I'm so sorry you had a really bad experience. How can we
Please
make it up to you?
Our
Please
sales
contact
team
us.
Whatever.
Come in. We would love for you to try us again. And this person, she just nailed it on the head and was not mean about it.
Yep.
Was not distasteful. Was not caring about it, which was great.
She did it. Yeah, she used it as an adjective, bro. Impressive.
Thank you.
Most impressive.
So just to really quick call back to the fact that our listeners did want to know things about what makes a good review, what makes a bad review. You know, in here we are seeing detail from Karen. And,
she did good there.
And, if she wasn't such a butthole. Like,
and if she wasn't such a butthole, if, you know, if she wasn't such a Karen about it.
Yeah, then, if the overall intent wasn't negative.
Right. So sure. then that's at least, that's a thing, right? Like that's right. That's something that we would look positively towards. Yeah. But then we also have to consider like the overall moral character of the person writing the review. And there's just, there's just something here that's just completely, just it's lacking. It's non-existent really. And, but then we get into the fact that there was a manager response.
Yeah.
That manager respond just, you know, exquisitely. And that's, you know, and that makes for a positive review.
It's so, I'm a very direct person, and to put it nicely, I'm an acquired taste. I think I've
that is putting it nicely. I like that.
I'm very gentle with myself. I've scented candles, but I just want to say, like, awesome. I can come across like a little gruff due to that fact, and so to be so direct and yet eloquent, it's just impressive to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Kudos.
And I've worked with you. So you're gruff, but I've seen you charm the pants off of just about anyone at the bar.
Yeah, I seem to remember hearing that Bill would always get phone numbers.
I don't know what you're talking about. He charms their pants off.
Allegedly.
I remember hearing that.
This is bullshit. You guys.
So, all right. So we are, Karen, you're 86.
You're 86. Yeah,
manager, you're hired.
Yep. You're hired. We're going to hire you first to regular. Do all of our reviewing.
Yes. So,
all righty. What's next?
I think it's...
I need a fucking drink.
Well, I think let's take a little break.
Okay.
And then I think after the break, we should definitely go into our favorite time of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move forward in that direction.
Awesome. We'll see you in just a few seconds. Welcome back. And it is our favorite time of the show. It is the Three Stars Podcast Happy Hour.
Yes.
Yes. Cling, 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 cling. During this time, we do want to give a huge shout out to Cassandra Joy.
Yay, Cassandra.
Yay, Cassandra. Cassandra was the first person to donate on our Patreon. She has become a regular, quote-unquote.
Two regulars in one day.
We are going to get something out to you, Cassandra. Please don't think that we do not love you, because we do. We really appreciate your support
of what we're doing.
Your love, your financial support.
It means a lot.
Thank you, thank you. And now, on to the main event of the happy hour.
Super excited.
What are we drinking today again?
All right. So today we are drinking gin, and we've kind of chosen this for this episode to counter what we saw in Karen's review, right? There was those who can and those who Karen. Yeah. And so now we're going to see something really positive in those who can. So the gin that we're featuring today is going to be Aviation Gin. Kind of breaking our rule about naming the brands, not knowing if we can or can't, but we are naming the, you know, we're using Aviation Gin today, and that is owned by Ryan Reynolds. And that was our foreshadowing earlier.
Yeah, we were trying to be funny.
So so we chose Aviation Gin because during the months of March and April and up until May, Aviation Gin was tipping back to the bartenders by donating 30% of all of their online sales to the U.S. Bartenders Guild, who has a program that during especially difficult financial times, they go ahead and give money to those bartenders in the service industry who have fell on hardship and are in need. And obviously that's almost all of us.
I'm in need right now.
Right. So, so we definitely want to give a shout out to Ryan Reynolds and Aviation Gin for doing this.
Woot. So, I always liked him anyhow, before all this
absolutely.
Shit.
I was big fan.
You're hilarious.
Always big fan. I mean, I wouldn't say that waiting helped out our image, but we all love the movie.
I remember that shit came out, like, because I used to work at Bennigan's, and there was like a corporate, like a mass letter. It was like, do not encourage people going to see this movie. It makes us look bad. Right. And I was like, well, now I have to go fucking see it.
Yep. So So we're not going to talk about all of the history of gin because it is hundreds and hundreds of years worth of history. So we're just going to, you know, just talk about aviation specifically for a moment. So gin, as most people know, is predominantly made with juniper berries as part of the distillate. And a lot of people do actually kind of get turned away from gin because they don't like the piney smell or flavor. I myself found out that I really liked gin, but I didn't realize it because most places will, you know, the most popular tends to be a gin and tonic.
Right.
I hate tonic.
Well, I hate tonic too. So that was a big issue for me, but like it's actually built specifically for that cocktail, like tonic and the flavor of the gin
well,
is supposed to complement
together.
Each other.
It had a medicinal aspect to it. I just can't stand the taste of tonic. So when I started drinking gin, I was first introduced to it with a gin and tonic, and it was just horrible. It was not to my liking. When I started drinking gin on my own, found out I actually really loved the taste of gin.
Well, yeah, I worked at a distillery, and that really opened my eyes to that. Yeah. Like it's just crazy.
Well, what is it about this gin that makes it
so interestingly enough?
More palatable to you.
I actually do like the taste of gin. Like even a London Dry, which is going to have more juniper flavor. However, the story behind this gin was that a bartender had been introduced to a summer gin.
Right.
And he really loved the flavor of it because it highlighted more botanicals other than just the juniper.
Okay.
So it wasn't quite as piney as junipery tasting.
Lavender, and sarsaparilla, coriander.
He then went to meet the distiller. And they got together and collaborated, and they ended up coming up with this idea of like really, really rediscovering an American style gin. And so they came up with this, and it highlights more botanicals like you were just reading off.
Yeah, I'm on the website right now. I'm cheating a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's
not
fine.
Cheating, that's great.
That's not cheating.
It's referring to my notes.
That's doing your homework.
You have the Duff & Co. book out?
Oh, well done. So that's a nice fucking callback.
So anyway, what they want to do is highlight more of the other botanicals. So it's not quite as junipery. So we're actually going to give a little bit of a taste to this.
Cheers to you two. Cheers to Cassandra.
Cheers to Cassandra.
Cheers
fucking
to
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
All of our brothers and sisters out there fucking dealing with this bullshit.
Absolutely. Yeah. So right out of the gate, when we swirl this on glass and you smell it, you don't smell all of that intensity.
No, it's very smooth.
Of the juniper.
Pine.
Yeah, no, it's not quite as heavy there.
From what I understand, like the heavier juniper is to mask a poor quality of gin.
Oh, really?
You have to use it for it to be considered gin, but yeah, you know, there's.
I don't think it necessarily masks the poor quality. Like honestly, it's required.
Yeah.
You know, in order for it to be a gin, it's required to have a certain amount of juniper in it. I think
like
you know,
bourbon
quality
has to
of
have
gin is
50%
gonna come
corn mash,
in the distillation
right?
process and when you're cutting the heads and the tails. Mm. So heads and tails being in the distillation process where you want the main part in the middle. Not the first part of it, not the last part of it as it's coming out of the still.
It's saying here on the website that the botanicals are infused by maceration, which I already like that because you know how I fuck with syrups. It's how I make the syrups is in that same fashion. It says...
lavender?
They're steeped and the flavors bond and then redistilled rather than a lot of gins are vapor distilled. Mm. Which heats it up and you lose some of the flavor. Yes,
right.
So you're getting
those, just those really good like other florals. You know, the herbs that
very
are
balanced.
Used.
That's really right. good.
This is just now occurring to me. An aviation is actually a gin cocktail. So this is fucking brilliant branding on their part.
Yes. Yes, it is. Good job, aviation and Ryan.
So and this is actually distilled not at a high ABV. I believe it's a 46. It's a 46%. So it is a little bit higher. When we get into the Negroni on
so,
this.
Wait, 46%. So it's 80 proof? It's
92 proof.
92.
Proof.
92
proof.
Hey, I studied art. All right.
So, so when we get into, you know, how Ryan Reynolds came about this, he actually had been sipping Negronis, really enjoyed it, and asked the bartender what the gin was, found out that it was Aviation. He then loved it so much and he realized he wanted more of the gin. So he ended up a year later basically buying into Aviation. So he had been drinking Negronis, so that's what we're having today. And going on a recipe that they that Aviation has on their website, this is the Negroni upgrade, which, because this gin is so smooth and it really it's not super piney, which a lot of people again are turned off by, they end up doing a go ahead and leave this. They end up doing two parts of gin, one part of sweet vermouth and one part of Campari. Normally, it's all equal parts in a traditional Negroni. Yes. So, and
because you're not supposed to have more than 3 ounces technically.
Well,
like, that's a double. That, that's, it depends.
Yeah,
like,
but that's totally dependent on where you're going. Percentage of alcohol. I mean, honestly.
But we're making these fuckers at home, so we're making them strong.
Well, and we're making them, you know, the way that
they're strong
that
as is.
I imagine based on the story behind it and liking the gin so much that there was a smoothness to it that you could go ahead and turn around and make it this way and it is not going to be like an overpowering gin flavor. Mm-hmm. Now, Negronis go back, you know, I think a little over 100 years now.
Yeah.
And there's a cocktail that comes out after the Negroni called the Americano, which has no gin in it. It's just Campari and sweet vermouth and soda water. And that was based on Americans not liking the strong flavor of gin.
Mm. Right.
This, I think, really gives us, you know, a nice American version of the Negroni with an American style gin that's going to be nice and smooth. And I think that we should give
cheers.
It a delicious little cheers here.
Ooh, yeah. Well done.
How was that that dead air there, right?
that 3 seconds. How long did that feel like?
That 3 seconds of dead air felt like 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
Well done, Samantha.
I didn't make them. You made them.
Well done, bar wench. I'm just kidding.
I didn't make them. You made them.
You stirred.
Damn, fatten words.
You made. You,
not so, for me.
Just take the compliment.
No, thank so anyway, you. So I'm like, yeah, I mean, this really ends up being, honestly, like a nice balanced cocktail.
It's a really well-rounded, balanced cocktail.
I read that. Doing research for this episode, like gin is for cocktails. Like you don't see a lot of people just shooting gin.
Sipping gin.
No, but actually, but more and more people are. I mean, when we bought Aviation, I was sipping it on the rocks.
Yep.
Right? More and more people are.
I fuck with gin. Like, yeah. I mean, but I have a refined palate.
I'll fuck with that.
I like my PBR fucking ice cold. Oh, okay.
All right. So we're going to continue sipping on these. We will take a quick little break, and then we'll be right back.
As many of you know, we service industry folk rely on tips to make a living. If you like the show and would like to support us, you can do so by leaving us a tip through Venmo, at 3 Stars Podcast. This one you have to spell out, @THREE Stars Podcast. Or if you'd like to become one of our regulars, you can support us through Patreon. That's patreon.com/3starspodcast. So I'm going to continue to do my thing here. The Lowdown has an overall rating of 4.5. It's in Denver, Colorado. 1-star Yelp review from July 2019. Rundown on the Lowdown. Clever.
I like that. That was
0 stars for the food, but 1 star because we had a pretty good waiter. I'm not one to be picky. Well, actually, I am. Oh, boy. I'm so glad I got this one. My boyfriend isn't, though, and he didn't even eat his food. They also don't have ranch. I am from Oklahoma. Fuck me. I'm from Oklahoma. You guys did this on purpose. Mm-hmm. I am from Oklahoma and eat ranch with everything. So you could only imagine my disappointment when I didn't get to dip my big fat fries in any. Oh, damn. I shouldn't have been so nice to the last review.
I
should have read this before.
See? All right. So
a restaurant is not required to carry fucking ranch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Know your audience, dude. Like,
I mean,
thank you.
I actually had a very similar situation regarding honey mustard because we stopped carrying honey mustard at my job.
Yeah, like,
how can you
strips.
Not carry honey mustard?
We don't have to.
Nobody orders it.
Yeah,
but it's a dipping sauce too. Yes, I understand.
It's a cost fucking
so,
sales
nobody's
analysis.
Nobody's ordering
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we're wasting
right?
money on
now,
it.
Now, ranch is one of the number one condiments,
yes,
and I
sadly,
get it.
It is.
But dude, I will just fucking drink ranch right here. Like, pour me a shot of ranch. I am also from
but
Oklahoma.
But do you but do you go into every restaurant expecting
no.
them?
No, and I will tell
with
you,
that expectation?
I have actually worked at a restaurant that didn't have ranch.
I've worked at a couple of ranch
because it's a very chef-driven concept, and mm-hmm. they don't want you masking the flavor of the fucking food
right.
with ranch.
Right. Oh, and not to diss on Oklahoma, but
oh,
I am.
Oh, diss, dude. I know. It's disgusting.
This
it's terrible.
This person actually, it's a she, and she hailed from Pensacola, Florida.
This person
oh, originally
did?
Pensacola?
Well, she says, I'm from Oklahoma, but in her review up at like her little profile, she says Pensacola, Florida.
What the
you
fuck?
Know what?
You're misrepresenting? You fucked up. You're talking shit to me and you're talking shit to Samantha. That's 2 or 3 stars.
I don't give a shit about Pensacola because everybody down in Pensacola, they have ranch with everything or
right.
they have it fried.
Right.
I'm surprised they don't have fried ranch.
Right.
But
holy shit, can you fry ranch?
Well, let's find out, shall
oh,
we?
Oh my Lord.
But I mean, just the audacity of this. I can't believe they didn't have ranch. You know what? Then you should honestly, if you're that much of a snob about ranch, then fucking carry some Hidden
yeah.
Valley ranch
gotta,
around
seriously.
In your
you got
pocket.
A fucking flask
even
of ranch.
Even Hillary Clinton carries her own hot sauce around.
Like, come on.
What
not
kind of hot
everybody
sauce?
Likes
it
ranch.
Was, I don't know. It was part of her campaign.
Not every restaurant likes ranch. And go back to Okla, Pensacola.
Wow.
Okla Cola.
Okla Cola. I like that one better.
Saddest place on earth, honestly.
I give you 1 star.
Yeah, I'm giving you 1 star too. I'm sorry they don't have your ranch, but come the
I was gonna give you on. I was gonna give you yeah. 2 because of Oklahoma I wasn't gonna hate, but thanks to Samantha's sleuthiness, you can fuck yourself. You're lucky you're not getting 86.
Hey,
how dare you?
Hey, really quickly, like I'm looking at their menu. I mean, I'm a little surprised that the Lowdown doesn't have ranch, but
it looks like
they
it
don't
looks
need
like
it.
Their
chef food,
driven
like,
concept.
Their food
yes.
looks
they
so
don't need
good.
It. I've
it does.
Been there. Their food
you,
is really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, why would you dip any of this in ranch and fuck it up? I don't care if you love
That's
ranch.
That's the whole
Bill.
Point. I also respect back of house. Like
right.
in a situation like that,
good.
Like. Come the fuck on. It's almost like a tick. Like, yeah. I'll put...
Not only that, I'll
I put pepper and sriracha
sauce.
On everything, but I'm not going to freak the
right.
fuck out. Like,
yeah,
I'll
1 star.
They,
yeah, 1 star. I'll bet they have some other sauce you could have tried to dip
probably.
Your big fat
okay,
fries
moving
in.
On, moving on. This one hails from Applebee's Grill, which has an overall 2.5. In Broomfield, Colorado, this one has 1 star. It is from Yelp, and it was done in February 2019. You ready?
Oh, God.
I'm ready.
I'm going to get my voice on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
ready.
This place is cancerous donkey balls. I wouldn't send this food to Syrian refugees. Holy God, I wanted to pull my tongue out while eating this horse shit. Fuck yourself if you want Applebee's in Broomfield.
That is fucking poetry right there.
Oh,
so you guys asked what our definition of a good review is. Well, there you have it.
Well, there is some detail. It's cancerous donkey balls.
Oh, yeah. It's colorful.
You know, wanted to pull their tongue out while eating the horse shit.
Yep.
You know, but I don't think it's a positive detail. I don't think those are positive details.
No.
You know,
no.
I like the seasoning of this review. It is well seasoned with
right.
all
I mean,
sorts
it,
of vernacular
it's
that
funny.
We don't usually use. It
yeah.
is. It's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny, but it's not a great review.
No.
You know, honestly, why is it cancerous donkey balls? What was so terrible tasting about the horse shit?
Right.
Really, you wouldn't send this food to Syrian refugees? I beg to differ, my friend.
This horse shit is undercooked.
Yeah.
Send it back.
Look, we've all been to Applebee's. We've all been to chain restaurants.
It's chain
we've
restaurant
all had
food.
An experience like that.
Yeah.
I totally get it. And while this is really funny, it's missing like, you know, the real meat of it.
The meat
of
yeah, the meaning of
so
yeah,
why this is so terrible.
I think we've talked about, I don't know if you know this, but you can... like rate Yelp reviews with little emojis, and one of the options is funny.
Right.
So
right.
Have we talked about this? I don't know if we've talked about this.
We did talk about rating Yelp.
In the last one.
And they only have 2 stars.
From the future.
Yeah. Yeah. we have talked about it. I'm not sure if it's in an episode or if it's just us talking about it.
I'm not sure either. I mean, I've
but yeah, but it definitely
but like, drinking.
It can end up giving someone the idea of, ooh, if I just write a funny review, it doesn't matter
right.
if it's shit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and it really does matter. You actually did harm the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into that later into other episodes. That's one of our topics.
And again, we don't care if you leave a one-star review that is legit.
Yes.
That's okay.
That's the main point.
But a lot of these one-star reviews are not.
They're not legit. And they're biased. Yeah, like they're mean.
They're
unlegit.
The
yeah. Right. They're terrible.
They're illegit.
They're illegit.
Illegit. Yeah.
illegit to quit.
Illegit to quit.
All right. Check, please.
Check, please.
Oh, did we rate that? We didn't rate it.
Oh.
Most important
part. My preemptive checking.
Yeah, I know.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
She pre-checked.
I'm going one star. Yeah. I think it's hysterical, but there's
I think it's funny, too, but there's no meat to it. One star for me.
We do love to read these.
Yeah.
I'm giving you two stars because you
brought. Oh, my gosh.
I'm in a good mood.
Bill.
You brightened my fucking day. All right.
Check, please.
Check, please.
What did we learn today, gents?
Well, we learned that there are some people who are really unappreciative, even working within this industry.
Yeah.
And
fucking Judas, man. All of them.
Yeah.
Who did fucking backstabbing. Just, oh, those are worse.
Not cool.
That was definitely a bad one.
Dude, this
it
part.
It was.
These
cocktails are hitting you, huh?
No. So these people.
This is the two-part gym.
You're welcome. These people that have the audacity to get all up in arms and fucking get on like online reviews and shit, and they're in the industry, they fucking know.
Right.
They're the worst of the worst. They are the most Karenist Karens.
To Karen-ing.
To not care.
To Karen-ing.
Fuck you, man.
No, you're absolutely right. If you are in this industry, you do not shit on us.
And
you
especially
don't do
in this like this time of need.
Yes,
I'll tell you.
Right,
like,
now.
We throw around the Karen thing a lot. Like the memes have been just rampant and they're absolutely
I don't know
hysterical.
What you're talking about. But I don't have social media.
But Omega Karen is
Omega Karen. would it be Alpha Karen?
Alpha. Well, she's
the
Alpha.
She's Karen Prime.
Karen Prime.
There it is. Karen
Prime.
We've been
searching
for that
for like an hour.
It took us the whole episode, but we finally got it. But you know, but the Karen Prime really does give like all of the other people who are actually named Karen a bad name.
Yeah.
I have good friends named Karen and I feel so bad that I use
you show me
Karen.
A review of like but, Karen being like, you can't do the Karen meme anymore. Like, how dare you? And
right.
I'm like, I thought that was the most Karenist thing.
Yeah, that was. Really
but that funny. I was
get
mistaken.
Over it. Grow yeah. a thick yeah. skin. It's like yeah. it's like Sack South
up.
Park making fun of the ginger kid who was crying on YouTube.
Right.
And I'm a ginger. Who's crying on YouTube about everybody making fun of gingers? Grow a thick skin.
Yeah.
Come
well,
on.
You're not going to make it in the industry because
no.
we
no.
all know there's no crying
there's
in bartending.
No, that's
there's
right.
No crying in bartending?
If
no.
you don't, if you don't have thick skin, you're in the wrong
you're
fucking
out.
Industry,
you're
sweetheart.
86.
Sorry.
Get out.
Hey, I want to give a little foreshadow, a little taster of
illusion?
Our next episode. Illusion. It's not going
to
be an illusion because I'm going to
come
out
and
say
it.
Say it.
All right.
Thank
you, Ryan Reynolds, for teaching us about foreshadow.
But
breaking the fourth
in our next episode, we are actually going to really feature pretty heavily on an excellent review writer.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
There is a light yes. at the end of the
tunnel.
It's
almost like we understand how to set up some shit.
Yeah, well.
I mean, Brad does and Samantha does.
No,
I'm just trying to take direction.
No,
I just work here.
Yeah, no, I mean,
fuck you, I just work here.
We've definitely learned a few things since our first episode.
Yes, we have.
So we're gonna highlight someone coming up who's pretty epic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very, very much for supporting us, for loving us, for giving us feedback. We encourage you to please continue to give us feedback. Do not be afraid of stepping on our toes. We want to make this as best as possible for all of you. And
especially
for those,
Billy's got a black heart.
We want to make
darkest
it
of hearts.
Especially important to those who are not in our shoes and not in our industry and don't stand on feet for 12 hours, 8 hours a day. We really appreciate you do listening and being there for us and
just putting up with our shit,
yeah.
honestly.
Yeah, no. All right, guys, we're getting real sappy here.
All right. Oh, yeah, we should probably drink more.
All right. Well, come on back. We'll see you next time you're here.
I hope
Bye.
You had a good time. I know I did.
Bye-bye.
Beer.
Fair enough. enough.
Shotgun it. Let's, yeah, let's do it. You
maybe
do it?
Maybe I do. That actually sounds like a good idea.
Dun, dun, dun.